Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Come on! Samawo, Abaya Mana Prosu, Eradi Die, Say Mi Samawa, Abaya Mana Prosu, Mayeno, Abaya Mana Prosu. Now why not bet you? knew before the King of Kings. Hey, listen me to me. Let's go down. Come on, come on. Some go to war, some sorry war. And I'm the pain to rest and the sun made me now. Mumbura, 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 mumbura. Come on. Hey, I want one door. I want one door, baby. See a sweet mommy. What's the happy bunny in that? What's the piano song?
Make a loud noise and clap your hands and let's welcome to this moment. About to experience a blessing. Yes. Somebody has a testimony.
Professor.
For Wednesday.
Professor.
This Wednesday by
yes.
12 noon.
Professor.
Some good news should have arrived on your phone.
Amen.
By the time we meet again next Sunday, God willing, you will have a testimony to share. Whatever the devil has planned against you, that plan is failing. You see, as I say it, it is happening. What Satan has planned, don't think that Satan's plans must come to pass. I am standing here and I am scattering every plan of the devil for your life. This week, you are the victorious one in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Somebody is going to walk
Professor.
To you and give you 20 Ghana,
I receive it.
200 Ghana,
yes,
a nice piece of nice chocolate that when you taste, like
Professor.
Your tongue will roll.
Yes.
Receive something you have not
I
eaten before.
It. Come on,
God gives good things. God gives good things. And you must expect good things.
Amen.
You must expect God to be good to you.
Yes.
Expect God to be kind to you.
Yes.
I took my phone because somebody sent me a text message to share a deliverance. And that is also going to be your story. He said, yesterday, on my way back from town, God delivered me from yet another accident. There had been an earlier deliverance.
Mm.
And a second deliverance followed.
Come on.
By December 2024, you would have encountered multiple deliverances from
God. Amen.
Yes. One thing I can say to you is that Jesus. Nobody will say sorry
Professor.
To you again.
Amen.
I said this year, nobody
Professor.
Will come and say sorry to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Because God is going to deliver you from
Amen.
Evil. So just after we passed the footbridge, before the Jowolu traffic light, the right back tire, which was the side I was sitting by, got burst. Immediately, I heard the sound. I closed my eyes and I shouted, God have mercy on me. With my closed eyes, I noticed that someone was holding the steering wheel of the car and was turning the steering wheel.
Jesus.
As the car skidded off the road, suddenly I saw that the car was moving back to a safe place.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Eventually, I noticed that the car never moved out of the outer lane. It was just moving straight afterwards.
Thank you, Jesus.
After the whole incident, I thanked God and asked him, why all this? And what did I do to deserve this? Then I cast my mind to the church in your house. Last week's edition. When you prayed for us for divine protection towards the end of the service, that the Lord will deliver you and watch over you.
Amen.
The Lord has watched over me.
Yes.
The Lord has delivered me from evil.
Yes.
And it's because of the prophetic declarations. And I say, God bless you.
Thank you.
Because your prayers and your covering are making a big difference to my life.
Yes.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Yes.
That is why I stand here and I say,
Professor,
that anything the devil has planned for your life, it shall boomerang in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody should listen to me carefully.
Professor.
Because 30 seconds ago, I felt that somebody has experienced a disaster and a second one is coming.
Jesus.
When you sit in a place like this, don't be indifferent. Don't act unconcerned because your enemy hates you. Your enemy hates you.
Yes.
But what I just heard, the meaning is that I have been anointed to cancel that second time around.
Amen.
Because the prophet Nahum, he said, affliction shall not happen the second time.
Yes. Come on. The second time shall not happen.
The relationship that broke will not break again.
Professor, amen.
My time is very short. But there's someone here, your house got burnt. I hear that fire you had 2 years ago.
Professor.
I hear another fire is coming.
Professor.
But without calling you, I'm stretching my hand to cancel any disaster.
Yes.
The devil has planned for your
life. Amen. Come on.
There are two guys here. Something, you see, 3 weeks ago, I met a young man and he mentioned a disease that he was having. And both of us, the young man and I, knew that the name he had mentioned was a name that was given as a diagnosis to his father.
Jesus.
And his uncle.
Jesus.
And had come to him. As soon as he mentioned it, I said, I forbid this from becoming a story of your life.
In Jesus' name.
And I believe it.
Amen.
That as we go on and on, that diagnosis will be deleted.
Amen.
I stand here to delete diagnosis. I delete diagnosis.
Yes.
I delete diagnosis.
Amen.
Whatever bad word a doctor has used on you,
Jesus.
I cancel its power.
Yes.
I destroy its power.
Yes.
Be free.
Yes. Amen.
Be free.
Amen.
If you think that life is just having a job and a salary and a good car and a house, then somebody has deceived you.
Work it, work it.
But for this morning service,
Professor,
there's a girl to my left here. You are about 21. You will never marry till you are about 50, till somebody's husband comes for you at age 50.
Jesus.
But as I stand here now, I am canceling any predictions, Jesus, any pattern,
yes,
any.
Work it.
Whatever
it
is a plan that has been set as Jesus, a pattern,
Jesus,
from four generations,
hey,
three generations, hey, two generations, hey, I cancel it in the name of Jesus by the blood. Receive your liberty.
Amen. Come on. Prophesy.
If you think we are wasting our time, go and sit in your car and move away from here.
Jesus. Work it.
I'm telling six young men here.
Prophesy.
You can choose to be part of that six. You will marry.
Amen.
You will marry.
Amen.
You will have a wedding.
Yes.
So you will have a wedding.
Amen.
You will have a nice life.
Amen.
Yes, I saw how they are tickling your brain. They are tickling your brain and moving you away from the will of God slowly and gently. But I block that hand in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Come on.
They'll be surprised.
Amen.
They'll be surprised.
Amen. Jesus.
I see God blessing somebody.
Amen.
What is the blessing? Is it a car? No.
Work it.
Is it a house? No.
Jesus.
It's the blessing of deliverance.
Amen.
It's the blessing of deliverance.
I receive it.
What, somebody has written something.
Professor.
It's not a good handwriting.
Melusa,
but God is deleting it.
Amen.
I said, in fact, what I just saw, it's about 120 years old.
Hey.
Something has been written on a paper 120 years ago. But I'm here this morning,
Professor,
on a Sunday morning. I'm canceling any nonsense about your life.
Amen.
Because the power of God,
yes,
the blood of Jesus,
yes,
the power of Christ,
Jesus,
it is taking over. Your background is taking over.
Amen.
It's taking over.
Yes.
Any other will,
Jesus,
any other plan,
yes,
any other agenda, be free in the name of Jesus. There is a God. In heaven.
Oh, yes. There is a God. My God.
That's why I quoted Nahum. It's an affliction. It's up to you. You are responsible for your life. It's up to you to act,
Jesus,
diplomatic and unconcerned.
Hey.
When they are putting a tube inside your stomach to let your feces come out, you remember that there's a God.
There is a God.
And there's a demon. Afflictions shall not rise up.
Hey, Jesus.
Herod caught Peter and put him in jail. When he put him in jail, it was close to Easter. So he didn't want to disturb the system. So the plan was that after Easter, he would take him to the public square and do exactly what was done to John. And the Bible says that because what he had done to John the Baptist pleased the people, his plan was, the second person was Peter, to the public square. But an angel heard it.
Yes, goodness.
Higher. An angel heard it.
Yes.
He was sitting in jail when an angel came and opened all the doors and escorted him. I see an angel escorting you.
Amen.
I see an angel escorting you. Anybody who has planned that you are the next in line,
hey.
I cancel it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I cancel it.
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 Amen.
Because the first one pleased the enemy. They have now written your name as the next in line. But if you, this, when I finish preaching, we are going to eat communion.
Yes.
We are going to do what? Make sure you have communion.
Thank you. Work it, work it.
No useless devil is going to use your life
Professor.
As an experiment.
Amen.
Normally, when they have lived a useless life, when they have lived a useless life, they have amounted to nothing. They are sitting on the trees in villages without any life. Now, then they plan with you now that they are coming for your womb. They are taking your brain. They are spoiling your marriage as a compensation for their useless life. But there's nobody under the sound of my voice. Unless you don't believe in the power of God. I said, unless you don't believe in the power of God, there's nobody under the sound of my voice who is going to be giving up. No, you grow up.
Amen.
You will sit in an office. You remember me?
Yes.
Look at my face very well.
Professor.
You will sit behind a table.
You are working it.
On a chair.
Yes.
And when you look at yourself in the room,
Jesus.
You remember that a pastor said it some years ago. That you get a job and in the office, you won't believe that you are the one sitting
Professor.
In that office. Receive the blessing now.
I receive it. Come on. Paya vasoka paradia. Hey. Lima so valadia.
So if you can lift your hand. I'm speaking now over your life.
Professor. Professor.
What the enemy meant.
Yes.
As their version.
Jesus.
Of your life.
Jesus.
That version.
Jesus.
Is canceled today.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
What people have sat in a room to plan.
Professor.
With documents.
Hey.
And objects and tokens against the advancement
Jesus.
Of your life. I block it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, and when he came to himself, it's a sentence in the Bible. And when he came to himself, therefore, anybody that the enemy is seducing for you not to be yourself, for you not to be in your right mind, only to come to yourself after you have been destroyed, I cancel that plan in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be loose.
Yes. Kalabaso paladia. Hey. Ayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay
Satanic plans are being erased. Wicked shadows are being deleted. Any plan, any shadow for your life that by August this year, a car will kill you, or a doctor will make a mistake and kill you in a hospital. You went for healing, you went for a cure, but your body is now going to the mortuary. I cancel such plans in the name of Jesus. I enforce the will of God.
Amen.
I enforce the will of God.
Amen.
I enforce the plan of God.
Amen.
Only what God says must happen is going to happen. And therefore, I plug you snugly in the socket of God's will.
Amen.
Any carrot they are dangling in front of you to seduce you away from the will of God, I cut that rope.
Amen.
I boot that carrot
away.
Be free.
Amen.
To think properly.
Yes.
Receive sobriety of mind.
I receive it.
Meekness of mind.
I receive it.
Anything trying to intoxicate you. Any woman trying to intoxicate you. Any man trying to intoxicate you. Any situation trying to inebriate you. I block its power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody who sees you will know that God is with you.
Amen. Ah, work it. Work it.
And I now schedule
Jesus
seasons of growth. Seasons of improvement.
Amen. Yes.
Seasons of glory.
Amen. Yes.
Escalating Professor. And increasing glory.
Professor.
Instead of disaster escalating.
Professor.
Glory is escalating.
Amen.
Instead of evil increasing.
Hey.
Blessings are increasing.
Amen.
Instead of the will of God.
Jesus.
Instead of the will of the devil increasing in your life. I reduce it and I push in God's will.
Receive
the will of God being done.
Amen.
It's being done.
Yes.
It's being done.
Amen.
Automatically.
Yes.
It's being done.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thy will be done, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thy will be done.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
I thank God.
Yes, Lord.
That you are delivered.
Amen.
That you are free.
Amen.
That it is well with you.
Amen.
That only God
Professor.
And his plans
yes.
will come to pass.
Amen.
His will be done.
Amen.
His purposes will be fulfilled.
Amen.
And anybody who sees you will know that you have a relationship with a power that is beyond you.
Yes.
A power that is beyond
you. Amen.
Because when they see your life, they will know that your education couldn't have given you this.
No. No.
Your job couldn't have done
no,
this.
No,
a power
no.
must account for this blessing.
Power,
may a certain power account for a blessing.
Amen.
Receive that blessing now.
Receive it.
And the Lord watch over you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, Kalabasolaba. Thank you, Jesus.
You may be
Thank
seated.
You, Jesus.
This morning, I want to start a series of messages that as and when I get the privilege to come here, I will share with you. And I need you to listen very carefully. And before I forget, I want to tell you that this service is not a complete service. Shine service is not a complete service. It is a part of a whole. So when you sit here, you should be interested in what is happening in the other services. Yes. The same way they are also supposed to be interested in what is happening in the service. Yesterday, I preached in his presence service. Yesterday evening, I preached on the subject waiting on the Lord. You must listen to it. You must listen to it. It's a part of this message I'm preaching. Then this morning, at First Works, I preached on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of what? The Holy Spirit. Go for the message. Listen to it. If you don't, you will have yourself to blame. I was about to say something, but I just remember that it's part of the message I'm preaching, so I shouldn't say it. At the right time, it will come. The title of today's message is Give Thyself Holy.
Wow.
First Timothy chapter 5. I want to introduce it. Then we'll continue later. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. It says, meditate on these things. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. When you walk with the Lord, there are certain foundations you must have as a Christian. Now, one of such foundations you must have, there are many foundations. The foundation of prayer, the foundation of baptism, the foundation of repentance. Repentance is a very big foundation, which unfortunately many Christians do not have under their structure, under their lives. They are Christian building. what is under doesn't have repentance. But before you believe, you must repent. Repentance is a very, very, very important foundation. Many of us who call ourselves believers have not repented. You have just added Jesus to your old life. So you have made yourself a Christian crook. A Christian fornicator. A Christian unbeliever. This morning, I am teaching you about a foundation. And one of the foundations of your Christian life is that you must give yourself wholly. You see, when you come to God as a Christian, you cannot be with Him with just a part of yourself. There is nothing like a walk with God where you come to God with a part of yourself. God is an all or none. You see, God doesn't see parts. He doesn't see parts. He sees either nothing or everything. You cannot come to God and give Him a part of your life. There is nothing like that. That Christianity you are practicing is your own invention. It's your own imagination. It doesn't exist in God. He doesn't know part Christianity. Where your Sunday is for God, but your Friday night is for boozing. When God is working on you, He works on your entire being. Entire being. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." Please get this message and take it home. God doesn't know parts. Like your friendships, there's a Sunday friendship, and then there is a weekday friendship that is for the devil. That's for the world. No. Everything about you is of interest to Him. Says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit," say, "my whole spirit." I can't hear you at all. Say, "my whole spirit and soul and body be preserved." When God is preserving you, even when God is a spirit, He doesn't just preserve your spirit. He preserves your soul. He preserves your body. When He's telling us to love Him, He tells us to love Him with our all. You see, the reason why I am preaching this message to you is that you see, you cannot say one day that you didn't know. So I have got 30 ways to give yourself wholly to God. 30 ways to give yourself wholly to God.
in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. It says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. All thy heart. It means that wherever you take your heart, there must be a love of God in that thing. If you have given your heart to a girl, there must be the love of God in that aspect of your heart love. You can't be in church masquerading as a Christian and you've got a sexy girl in town you are falling in love with. Your heart. You love God with all your heart. He doesn't like a part of your heart and a part is for some nonsense. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. And you love the Lord with all thy might. He will never allow you to give your energy to something else and come and give him words. Your energy, what you do with your energy, he is in it directly. You may be working in Allied Oil or you are a lecturer in the university. Whatever you are using your energy to do, he wants to be inside. Why? Because that is the only, is one and only condition you must fulfill to have him in your life. I repeat it. The one and only condition you must fulfill to have God in your life is to love him with your all. This business of a part of your life is dedicated to God and a part of your life is dedicated to something else apart from God, it's not, it is your own creation. Anybody who must find God must find God after coming to him with all. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29, look at it. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, you will never find God with a part of your heart and with a part of your soul. You only find him if you go to him with all. This business of Sunday morning Christianity is your creation or your pastor's creation or your denomination's creation. The Bible God wants your Monday, wants your Friday evening. He's interested in what you are doing on Saturday at dawn. I really like what happened in Ghana close to 150 years ago. Something happened here. And I think it was a good thing. The Presbyterians, when they came with the gospel, they preached, they won souls. They noticed that the people, when they see them, then they bow their head. Our Father which art in heaven. But when they come on Wednesday afternoon, without any announcement, you see that they will be jumping in front of idols, dancing apatampa. Do you know apatampa? They say, ah. They will come on Saturday morning, and this guy who is a deaconess in the church is the one with his cloth, he is pouring libation. Presby. Deacon. Or whatever they call them in the Presby church. What? Catechist. Presbyter. Presbyter. Presbyter Saturday morning. They were Frank Thomas. With his cloth. And he's pouring libation. Presbyter. Presbyter Agri. Then on Sunday, he will dress nicely with his black shoes. Now thank we all our God with heart and heart and voice. Then Saturday morning, we're Amanyaba. Piao. Hey! They watched these guys, they said, no. Our mission is failing. And for the first time in the history of the Basel Presbyterian mission, they began to build Salems. Salems. No nonsense. Once you get converted, you move with your suitcase to the Salem. Dodoa Salem, Osu Salem. Move out. I mean, move out completely. Don't be a part of any nonsense. Move out. Leave the piao, leave the libation, leave the nonsense, and move to the Salem. Be there. We have built a school. Be there. That's how today we have Christianity. That's why you have no business not respecting a Presbyterian. Is that one in Abokobi? Abokobi Salem. Ah, did you know? Oyarefa Salem. The whole town is for the Presbyterian. Oh, there's a church there. You can't have like God has called me. I'm the founder of Gospel Green Grass International of the Cows and Elephants Ministries of God. I can't take it there. It's a Presbyterian. It's for them. Yeah, it's the asylum. Because they notice that once you get quote unquote born again and you are still in that environment, when they are going with the schnapps, you go with them. When they are eating the etol, you'll be with them. So the best way for you to give yourself properly to God was to salamize you. Many of you must be salamized. And you see, that is the only way. Many of you sitting in the church, let me tell you that you belong to devils. I'm telling you. You belong to, you see your family, the evil spirits, the demonic agendas. You are a part of it. Your name is in their books. They don't even know that there's any God in your life. Because see, for them to see God in your life, they must see somebody who is holy, completely given to God. That is actually how we have baptism. There is nothing like baptizing somebody by sprinkling water on the person. Wherever it is practiced, it's non-Christian. Wherever it is practiced. In fact, to sprinkle water, can I have water? On somebody's head and say, you are baptizing the person. It's even not good English. Let's stop Bible. English. is not good English. Because the baptism is not even an English word. It's a Greek word they have brought into the English language. It's baptizo. And that word means to be fully immersed. So to sprinkle, give me water. Uncle John, what are you doing? I'm baptizing Francis in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's like I'm drinking water. You come to me. What am I doing?
Drinking water.
But I'm saying I'm eating rice and stew.
Oh. How come?
Is this rice and stew?
No.
What am I doing?
Drinking water.
Can you come to ask me, oh, Mr. Edwin, what are you doing? So I'm eating. You are eating? No. That is why our Christianity is also sprinklings of Christianity. Sprinklings of Christianity. That's how our Christian life, like Monday sprinkling, evening sprinkling, there is nothing about you that is complete. You sit in the church, you are singing in a choir, you are sleeping with somebody's husband because it's your brand of Christianity. It's a sprinkling of Christ. To be baptized, you enter completely. That is now the right English. Baptizo, complete.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned.
Get ready! It's that time of the year, and the Art of Shepherding Conference is here again with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024. Jesus said in John 10 that I am the Good Shepherd. Good shepherding is the key to a ministry that is flourishing and ever increasing. If you are a pastor or a church worker, then this is your opportunity to step into the realms of magnificent church growth by acquiring the skills of a shepherd. The Art of Shepherding Conference is happening from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024 at the Makanere Church International, Otinibi Hills, near Oibi. Guest minister will be Bishop Ni Ajedu Amar of the Kodesh Family Church. Morning sessions are at 8 a.m. and evening sessions at 4 p.m. Your church and ministry will experience an unbelievable change. Contact us on 059-862-5036 for details.
You can't come in to church and you're giving your firstborn to God and your secondborn is a linguist in the shrine. You can't sit here, you brought your friend to church and your boyfriend is at Ghana Commercial Bank to do branch. No. If you are coming to God, you are coming with a boyfriend. You are coming with your friends. You are coming with your sisters. You are coming with your relationship. All, none. So some of you sitting here, God doesn't know you. Any arrow the devil sends will hit you directly. Even when it is going astray, a power will bring it back to hit you. When you are giving yourself, because he gave his all. He had only one son. He gave him everything. He gave us everything. He killed him. He made sure blood, when he said, I thirst, it means he had hit the point called hypovolemia. Hypovolemia. Then you start becoming thirsty because all your blood is gone. Then the hypothalamic centers trigger test. He had lost every ounce of blood. Oh! When he was buried, he was not buried in the sand with his head up. He was in the tomb completely. This brand of Christianity, where part of your phone is for God and part of your phone is for betting, for pornography, for nudity, it's your brand of Christianity. God is not a part of that Christianity. How do you give yourself wholly to God? I give my all. 40 years ago, I got born again. I give all. There was no relationship of mine. That was an unbeliever relationship. Any unbeliever in my life was out. I had only one friend. The one I got born again with. I'm not surprised God has blessed me. And I'm not surprised you are struggling. And I will advise you to give yourself to God. Because there is nothing you will give the devil that will make him like you. Whether you are a believer or an unbeliever, he hates you. His agenda for you, like his agenda for me, is to kill me, to steal from me, and to destroy me. His agenda for you is to steal from you and to destroy. There is no amount of sin you can commit for Satan to like you. Like this guy is, he's a good fornicator. I like the way this man drinks. He really drinks a lot. Or I like the way this man has stolen the country's money. He has stolen so much. So he's now my friend. Once you are a man created by God, you are an enemy of the devil. And at the right time, you will strike. He's coming for you. Your only safe place is not in the university. It's not an air-conditioned 40th floor of a banking institution. The safest place for you is in God. He's the only one with power to keep you. Bible says he's able to keep us from falling. The first thing I want to say to you, you especially, today, number one, I'm ending now. Even today we have visitors, so I can't preach very well. The way I want to enter the church, when I go to that side and I see them, I want to behave properly. But next week they will not be here. It's you and I. Number one, to give yourself wholly to God. See how I'm speaking with strength? If God was to be the one preaching, that's how he would speak. Because he's tired of you. You know, it's very, very painful when you marry me. You give all of yourself, including your wig. Yes, it's very painful. You give all of yourself.
yourself. Your arm you give to me. Your breast you give to me. Your hips you give to me. Your thighs you give to me. Your toes, even your toes. You dangle your toes in my mouth. It's very painful. And you dangle your toes in my mouth for 15 years. Only to discover that for the past 10 years, I have been with Lydia. So you have given your all to me. Not knowing that all the in the bedroom is just part. The real, yay, Lydia is in town. Women have gone mad. Go to the mental hospital. I have worked there. I have worked at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital. Most of the women there are there because they gave themselves to a man. Only to find that the man had given himself to another woman. Wicked man. It's painful. One man found out his wife was sleeping with somebody. He just went for a gun and shot her. That's all. It's not a discussion. The man is in jail. He prefers to be in jail. No, it's painful to give yourself to somebody and you discover that the person has given just one quarter of himself to you. That's what you are doing to God. There is nothing that inures to you that God hasn't given to you. See what you are doing to him. Some of you in white, today is the first time you are sitting in a church building for some time. I know you. It's because of Mabna that you are sitting in church. But on a normal day, you are not a church person. You are not a church person. You are a wicked guy. But you wait. You wait. Many have tried. You will end up knowing that God is God. Wicked man. Wicked boy. Godless. Let's do this. It's 30. It's how many? How many?
30.
Let's do one and close. That's one. Number one, to give yourself wholly to God, believe that your life is in your power to direct it wherever you want to direct it. And we have ended. You can never. Some of you think that your life is in God's hands and he chooses to give his, like, one arm to himself and one arm to a nightclub.
No.
The English word is give thyself. It's you are the one doing the giving. It's not take thyself. God doesn't take anything from you. There is nothing you have that he needs. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your beautiful face to moderate a service. If you have a chance to do something for God like I'm doing, it's a privilege for me. It's a privilege for me. There is nothing I have God needs. So Mordecai told Esther, you know, you were a little girl. You are my cousin. I prepped and propped you. Somehow, God added his grace to your hips and your eyeballs and your lips. Something, he sprayed some chemicals over your hips, over your face. I don't know how, but King Ahasuerus saw you among the 1,000 girls. He said, I like this particular one. Not this. Not this. This is too short. I like this one. Now it is time for us. Your people are about to be exterminated. I'm saying that there is nothing you have God needs. So Mordecai told her, since you are now the king's wife, can you go and make some angwamo and invite the king? And as he's happy and he's eating, find a way of saying to him that there's a group of people in the Zongo that these people are planning to kill. Esther said, what's I talking about? Can't you see I'm the first lady? Can't you see I'm the king's wife? What are you talking to me about, cousin Mordecai? Mordecai was not Esther's uncle. Go and read your Bible well. Cousin Mordecai, I should go to the king. By the way, it's not time for me. There's a time I go to the king. There's protocol in the palace, baby. Mordecai said, Eno, Eno, Wunye, today you are waving fingernails at me. Just yesterday, you and I were sitting at the city gate, begging and doing lala sulala. Today you are a queen. To go to the palace and talk to the king, you say hot. But he said something. That's what brings me here. He said, if you refuse to go, I'm making this to make the point. You are not important. It's on earth that people are hailing you. You are nothing. There's one cord in the posterolateral part of your spinal cord which passes through the thalamus to the pons and sends radicals to the midbrain. If God pulls one string, one of the million strings, just one, pow, he'll be walking out of the... Oh, there should be saliva also falling. If you are walking straight, and you are saying goodbye, and your face is straight, your muscles are not asymmetric. When you smile, there's symmetry on your face. It's God who has given you what you have. And better be careful what you do back to him. I'm saying that your life, what you are doing to God, it is you. You are doing what you are doing. There's no God. Don't play a victim of somebody's influence. Oh, my LP didn't allow me. You are a fool. When you walk with God, he places the burden of proper behavior. You can write that one as we end. God places the burden of proper behavior on you. He has no influence. He has no influence except the influence you allow him to have over you. If God has any influence over you, it will only mean that you allowed him to have that influence. He places the burden of appropriate behavior on you. I'll read a few verses to you as we close. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, the King James Bible says, I love them that love me. If you ever find God loving somebody, it means the person loved God. There's nothing like a spontaneous love. That one happened in John 3:16. And Christ said, "Tetelestai, it's finished." God loves me very much. He really loves me. And I can tell you that it is because I have loved him. As I'm preaching right now, I can choose to put down my notes and walk out of here and go to a drinking bar. There are four girls waiting for me in Dodowa. Two in Sasabi. There's one in Accra Central. If I'm standing here, I am standing here. This type of jinyami, fama nyami, eyo nyami type of Christianity, everything is like, it's God who is moving my hand. When you are having sex, is it God who is making the movements? Did God remove the girl's panties, or you use your fingers to remove the panties? As you saw preaching, I said there are visitors here today. Yes. All I'm saying is that don't think that God doesn't know your brand. He says, "Oh, my daughter is struggling because I've not made a way for her. In 2026, I'll make a way for her to be able to serve me well." No. I love them that love me. And those that bother to seek me early, they shall find me. I was in Singapore last Sunday. Exactly a week ago. I was in Singapore. In City Harvest Church. 10,000 people. Not this chamber and hall church. Proper mega church. I had been there the day before, Saturday. The service was to start at 5 p.m. Sir, by 4:30, the place was about 75% full. 4:30. No busing. By 5 p.m., the place was full. As soon as the clock struck 5, the choir started. Oh, I said, "Oh, maybe Saturday they have nothing to do. That's why they came." So Sundays is really when they will really. So I was there the following day, Sunday. The service was to start at 10 a.m. By 9:35, when I was there, the place was about 80% full. 10 a.m. I'm not surprised at the level of wealth, the level of spirit. When you are in there, you feel you are in a spirit, a river of spirit. When this service started, 90% of you were not here. It's almost a tradition to saunter into a church service 1 hour after. But when you are going to watch Al Hilal versus Brekum Chelsea at Accra Sports Stadium, a match that starts at 4 p.m. By 10:30, you are sitting in the sun. But when it comes to church service, you come 1 hour after the start. And God says, "I know you. I know how you are seeking me. I can see that you are not interested in me. And I will never give myself to people who are not interested in me." Most of you sitting here, I will tell you that you actually have more of President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo in your life than you have God in your life. You are so deceived. Some of you here, look, it's just that your enemies are busy doing something. When they pay attention to you, you'll not be in church. No, some of you in 5 years' time, you'll be drunkards. I'm telling you, there are girls sitting here who in 20 years will have 3 children with 4 fathers. I'm not joking. Look at the person sitting by you. 3 years from now, she will not be in church again. The title of the message is what? Give thyself holy. He sees you. But put the verse up. How then? What is early? What is early? You must be looking at the time to know early. Yeah. I don't know. Or? For a service which starts at 9. You must have a watch to know that somebody is early. If you are not time conscious, you won't say somebody is early. So God is time conscious. He watches when you go to church. That's why I'm saying, look at me, read my lips. You have not found God. Your brand of Christianity does not open you up to God. He hides himself from you. The day you find God is the day you rise up to seek him early, to pray early, to come to church early. The things which are important to you, you attend to them early and with promptness. Even when you receive an email that your interview time is 9:45 a.m. At 5 a.m., you are at the embassy. Let me give you some more verses.
Bless us. Bless us.
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, I've changed my mind. Yes. It's not everything God says that he does. It's not everything God says that he does. I'm teaching you from the Bible. He changes. He said, I said it. Look, please. Color, I said, indeed. Then color, now, be it far from me. I said your son will be a pastor. But I've changed my mind. I said you will have a job this year. That is why it is not every prophetic word a prophet gives that comes to pass. Because between the prophecy and its full manifestation, you can misbehave. Your own behavior. See, I'm saying to you that you are not as helpless as you are presenting yourself to be. You are intentionally living the life you are living. I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me. But now, the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. It's your choice to honor God. I'm telling you in your face, you have chosen to lightly esteem God. Never say you are not in control. You have chosen to despise God. He said you would none of my counsel. Today I'm informing you. What you are doing, you are the one doing it. I'm sure nobody has told you. I'm telling you today. Whatever, what I'm doing now, I am the one doing it. Okay, I'll stop. I'm going.
You are the one doing it.
It's in my power to drop the microphone and go away. It's in my power to come. It's in my power to come at 9:30. It's in my power to come at 7:30. It's in my power to sing to God. It's in my power to raise your hand. The lifting of your hand to worship God. It's in your power. Don't think you are a colico, a puppet, that God is pulling some strings. He pulled his own and he didn't pull your own. You chose not to lift your hand. I'm saying that your behavior is in your power. It's your choice. That's number one out of 30. Let's go home. It's time. Let me give you the last word. Last verse. James 4 verse 8. There's more, but let's end with this. James 4 verse 8. Look at this. King James. Look at this. Draw nigh to God. I'm telling you that contrary to the deception you have immersed yourself in, I'm telling you that you are the one doing what you are doing. You are intentionally living that life. It's not that some spirit has taken over you or circumstances. No, you are deliberately walking that path, and God knows it. And at the right time, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. Cleanse you sinners. I thought purifying of our heart was God. Purify my heart, oh Lord. Asomoah, you must purify your heart. You see, I'm saying that this type of colico Christianity, puppetry, the puppetry of spirituality, where it's like some external forces are making you fast and pray. Ole! You don't know what you are saying. The time you came to church, it's you. And God watches. There's a whole message I've prepared. The title is "The First Move." The first move is made by you. In 9.9 out of 10 cases, God looks at your behavior and He responds appropriately to you. When I preach and say, "Give thyself holy," from a verse, don't think that some angels are going to push you. The giving of yourself is in your hands. It's your choice. Always, it's your choice. But remember, it's not always. It doesn't end. Can you see my finger? It doesn't end with your choice. It always ends with God's response. So now, it's in your power. Do what you are doing. Continue. At the right time, He said, "Those who despise me, I will treat like rags." A day will come, you will be on the ground like a rag. A day will come. There's somebody in this area. You feel big now. A day will come, you'll be like this. And those who pass by will say, "Ah, is this guy? Really? Wow." Stand to your feet and let's close. We'll come back next week, God willing.
It's your choice to clap or not to clap. It's up to you.
It's up to you.
It's your choice to be in church next Sunday. It's up to you. You can smoke weed. It's up to you. You can drink. It's up to you. There's nobody. You are the one doing what you are doing. You are the one doing what you are doing. And I need to lay this foundation because the rest of the points, I'll give it fast. But this one, I'm telling you that to give yourself or not to give yourself is your choice. Lift your hands. If you can, lift your hand. I want you to pray and ask the Lord to help you to give yourself to Him.
Help me, Lord.
Give myself to you. I bet nobody told you how much power you have over your life. It's your decisions that have given you the life you have. It's you. Today, while it is called today, if you can hear my voice, God is calling you to bow down your knees.
Jesus. Lima son davalaba, lika
so shamina hola,
radika so paladia, impalian deshe deve, ikalosha davalama.
Don't make yourself a victim. Don't make yourself a helpless pawn. A pawn.
Rekeso palandia, impalia shendevelia, antelevenon no.
Your life is in the power of your hand.
Yes.
Your life is in your hand. And God watches what you do, that He responds.
Jesus.
Oh, I can't. I can't stop without telling you. Psalm 91 is one of such verses. I just remembered. That one I must tell you. It said, because you have set your love upon me.
Jesus.
You've held the dial and you've set it. Money, mafia, sugar daddy, God. And you set it on God. On so God. Because you have set your love on me. Oh, Jesus.
Hey.
I will deliver him.
Hey.
I will set him on high.
My God.
You may not be high because you have not held your dial and set it on God. Don't say so. Oh, he's a man of God because in his family they were all catechists.
Hey.
Because he has set his love.
Because he has set his love.
Most of God will do what God will do to you or for you or with you will be a response. Never from today think you are a helpless pawn on the chessboard of life. That circumstances made me do this. Then you find somebody in a worse circumstance but has done the opposite. Then we know that it is you. Every eye closed. I want to hand over the microphone to your pastor. But before I sit down, there is somebody here whose heart is beating. He says, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to God. I've never heard it like this before. I have never heard it like this before. I'm amazed at what I'm hearing. I want to bow my knee to God. It doesn't reduce me. I bowed my knee to God 40 years ago as a student. It has only lifted me to the heights unimaginable. Today, wherever you are, your decisions are yours. To bow your knee or not to bow, it's you. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. And I'm here, Pastor. Stop talking and pray for me, Pastor. My heart is beating. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. If you are here like that, just lift your hand right now, wherever you are. Lift it high. Yes, lift it high. I'm going to pray for you. I see your hand. I see it. Pastor, pray for me. Yes, today is my day. I want to surrender properly and register my respect for God. Pastor, pray for me. Yes, lift your hand high. Lift it high. It's your day. Everybody has his turn. Today may be your turn.
Because it's possible that you may never get it like this again. Lift your hand high. If it's one person, it is worth it. One person, it's worth it. Lift your hand high. I see your hand, my brother. Lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. High. And if your hand is up, if your hand is up, I want you to leave where you are and come to me here. Come to me here. Come to me here. Yes, come. Come.
His grace will be your covering. His blood will
clap your hands for them.
Flow freely. It will provide your
come, baby. Come.
Come running to the mercy seat.
Come on.
Come running.
Come running.
Come running.
Come running.
Come running to the mercy seat.
Come running.
Where Jesus.
Come running. Come running to the mercy seat. There's mercy for you. Come running. Nobody standing here who doesn't have control. It will shock you to see the things this boy has done with his will, the things his eyes have seen. I'm happy today you are exercising the control you have over your life properly. You are using it to hand yourself over to God. There's somebody in this congregation, God is calling you to come and stand here. I don't know who you are, but I'm about to pray. It's you. If I did nothing at all, I came to tell you that you are the one doing what you are doing. There's no ancestor. There's no ancestor. It's you. I'm waiting for you to come. There's somebody standing there. This place, this tile, is your tile. Come and stand here. I'm waiting for you. 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 But like God, He doesn't wait forever. So I want to ask you, please lift your hands and let's join them to pray. Say with me and say after me. Say, Heavenly Father. Lift your two hands, everybody in front. Lift it high, high, high. Surrender. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I am a sinner.
Have mercy on me.
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 I am dirty.
I am dirty.
My soul is dirty.
My soul is dirty.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Today.
Today.
I step forward publicly.
I step forward publicly.
To surrender my life to you.
Surrender my life.
Please
to
take
you.
Me.
Please take me.
Holy.
Holy.
Completely.
Completely.
And change me.
And change me.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I declare.
I'm your child.
I'm your child.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm starting afresh.
I'm starting afresh.
All over again.
All over again.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To walk with you.
To walk with you.
I will choose you.
I will choose you.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I will like you.
I will like you.
I will give up things for you.
I will give up things for you.
So that you can help me to be the person I ought to be.
So that you can help me to be the person I ought to be.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to you.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And help me. I'm born again today.
I'm born again.
I'm a child of God.
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 I'm going to start my new life.
I'm going to start my new
life. I know somebody will help me.
I know somebody will help me.
I will allow them to help me.
I will allow them to help me.
It is my power.
It is my
It is in my power.
It is in my power
to allow the helpers
to allow the helpers
to lead me properly.
To lead me properly.
I thank you for this beautiful life.
For this beautiful life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands for them. Today, the choir sang very well. Clap your hands for the choir. King's choir, I mean.
Oh, yes.
So, wow. They sang so well that they are the ones following up the converts today.
Wow.
So, let's welcome the leader of the choir and your helpers. Come this way. This is your pastor. Forget about the stomach. Look at her face. She's going to pray for you. Her team, come. It's okay. Wherever your wife goes, you follow her. Why? Go back. Go back. And another guy should come. Ah. They will visit you. But there's a lot more. They will visit you. They will pray for you. I like your sunglasses. Do you have Apollo? Oh, okay. Oh, wear it. It's nice. Wear it. Beautiful girl. Beautiful. 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 Versace. Can you spell Versace? Beautiful. So they are going to visit you. They'll pray for you. Your hair is nice. You'll be one of our dancing stars. What's your name? What? Prince. Wow. You'll be the main dance. Can you dance? Pastor, take them and attend to them. Oh, clap your hands for them. And while you are still standing, I want to administer the communion. If you have your communion, we are closing in a few minutes. We want to go to the table, the Lord's table. Ah, look at it. Look at it. He broke. The entire body was broken. He didn't give us a spleen. You know, people donate their kidneys to save a life. People donate part of their liver to save a life. People give their blood to save a life. But Jesus did not give his kidney. He gave his entire body was broken. The whole body. So when we eat it, we learn that if he gave his all, we can't give him three quarters. It's painful to him. So let your bread and say, this is the body of Christ. As I eat it, I receive the grace,
and the energy
to give myself
holy
to God. This is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
Let's eat it. Same manner, he took the cup, and after he had supped, he said, this is the blood of the covenant. He gave all his blood. That was when he said, I'm thirsty. There's no fluids in me. As we live this cup, may it occur to us to also give it all.
Amen.
All.
Amen.
We are going to learn how giving ourselves holy is the source of the joy we need that we don't have, because only a part of us. May this give us joy.
Amen.
To give us all.
Amen.
Say the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
That I might also give my life.
Say that I might also give my
life.
Say as I drink it.
I am now a believer.
I am now a believer.
In the doctrine.
In the doctrine.
Of all. All my heart.
All my heart.
All my soul.
All my soul.
All my might.
All my might.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it. Lift your hands.
Let's pray.
Father, we thank you for this beautiful service.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your presence.
Thank you.
Your presence goes with us.
Yes.
Your hand is over us.
Yes, Lord.
Your blessing is with
yes.
us. Oh, yes. Today we are broken the deception of partial commitment.
Yes. Yes.
Today we have learned that we give our all. Lord, as we come again and again to learn more, may this lead us on the path
yes.
of total commitment.
Amen.
Total sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.